Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Alenrico and Dr. Kenneth Ream. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on the Foot Expert Online. And today we're talking about the stress and the effects of stress on the body and the feet. And so welcome to our show, Dr. Ream. How are you this morning?
You know what? It's been a stressful week for me, and it's appropriate that we're talking about stress. And it reminds me of how we have to reframe life and celebrate life, and thereby relieving the stress and all its effects on the body.
Okay. Our topic this morning, as we're talking about it, you can call in at 646-787-1532. That is the call-in number. And tell us a little bit more about stress. You know, I was, before we get started, too, I wanted to tell a little story that I had happened with a gentleman that I've been working with this week. And I saw that he had some new shoes. And I asked him, I says, why are you wearing, I says, what happened to your old shoes? And he says, I've got plantar fasciitis, and they're just, and my feet hurt. And you know, he's a framer. He works on a roof, and he, as you've talked about, Dr. Ream, before, the effects of, and I look at it and I think about it, the you know, he puts a lot of tearing, shearing, and pressure on his, because it's, you know, 6-12 pitches and whatnot. And anyway, I says, well, why don't you call into the show and talk to Dr. Ream? He says, well, I'm only 36. As if you've got to be old to call into the show to have problems with your feet.
Now, everybody can call into the show. And everybody, all ages, have problems with the feet. And stress certainly impacts that. Talking about impact on the feet, it's done by when you're stressful, you secrete all kinds of hormones and cortisol that has a massive effect on the body. Your vessels go into spasm. There's inflammation created in the body, and this affects the skin, the muscles, circulation, and nerves, and has all kinds of effects.
Okay. Well, jobs like, you know, where there's a lot of pressure, a lot of shearing pressures, doesn't that put like bone fractures, stress fractures, even like the little tears in the muscle, that there's all kinds of stress that way too, isn't there?
Oh, you mean physical stress? Well, there's physical stress and there's emotional stress. It's interesting to note that you mentioned the physical stress, the pain centers, and by the way, the depression and anxiety centers are next to each other in the brain. And so when you have depression or anxiety, it increases your level of pain. When you have stress, it increases your level of pain. When you have pain, it increases your level of stress. And when you define stress, It's there's no real definition. It's how you feel. It's how you face the situation. It's not really situations that are stressful. It's how you face and adjust to the situation. It's how you reframe. And you know, in order to deal with the stress, we have to, first of all, what we call in science, we have to optimize the host. That means we have to be the healthiest we can. That means we have to sleep well. We have to watch our diet. We have to watch our exercise. You know, back to the diet and exercise, but add sleep. Also, add diversion activities. We just can't work and be in a stressful situation all the time. You have to divert yourself. You have to force yourself to divert yourself. And then we have to reframe and focus what is the positive things in on our life. And we have to do that. And I'd like to read you some things that I had written down for today's session. You know, what is stress? Well, there is no really one meaning of stress. A situation that might be stressful for you might not even faze me in the least. So I believe that if situations were faced differently, most of the stress we experience can be totally eliminated, almost eliminated from our lives. And here's some stress-busting suggestions. Number one, don't worry about the worry. A lot of stress is actually stress over having the stress. People worry about the worry. Did you ever think about that, Don?
My mom is that way. She's always been that way. Worry.
We anticipate. We fear. You know, we look at the bleak side of things. We worry about the worry. Next, try to look at things you get stress over in the proper perspective for you. If you feel stress at work, it might be something as little as a communication problem, or it might be a clue that it's time for you to move on to a new job. So stress can be a good thing, too. It could be a motivator. Number three, ask yourself if it really matters. A lot of stress, a lot of times, it just doesn't matter. I had a friend who was recovering from a nervous breakdown many years ago, and he developed a mantra. And every time something was questionable or went wrong or whatever, he says, you know what? It just doesn't matter. And when you can sort out the things in your life that doesn't matter, stress is eliminated. Number four, take care of yourself and make sure your body is not depleted in the anti-stress nutrients, vitamin C, vitamin B complex, and the, like I mentioned, the inflammation is reduced. Stress increases the inflammation. Bad diet increases the circulation. Pain is conductive to all these situations. It could produce all kinds of stress, like I said. And number five, remember, if we take care of the inches, we don't have to worry about the miles. Take care of every little thing. When you have a mountain to climb, don't say, oh, I have a mountain to climb. It's so high. Think about, well, I'll take the first step. I'll take the second step. And so these are little tips to address the stress in our lives. And pay attention to the little things. You know, I wrote a little thing a few years ago about the kitchen table. You know, just focus on the little things. And I'm kind of proud of it. I'd like to read it if I can. Can I do that, Don?
Absolutely. Please do.
All right. You know, there's just something very special about the kitchen table. I think of all the birthday parties and all the birthday candles blown out and all the wishes made at the kitchen table. It was there that I sat waiting for my coffee to brew and pondering what it means to be 44 years old when I became aware of one of the best gifts I received this year. I wrote this when I was 44. I'm 72 now, and I'm reading it again. The realization that it's the simple things in life which really matter came to me. Things like a birthday card from an old friend opened at the kitchen table after years of not being in touch with each other, and parents who are still alive and well. I think of all of us sitting down at the kitchen table, sharing meals and love. The kitchen table was and still is a place for crying, and even more often a place for hearty laughter. It's also a meeting place for light chatter and serious discussions. It often serves as a family's meeting place where more problems have been solved and more plans made there than on the biggest conference tables at the biggest corporations in America or conferences of the UN. Yes, the kitchen table is a very important place. More homework from school has been done on the table in the kitchen than anywhere else. More model airplanes, ships, and cars have been built on the kitchen table than any other place, including the garage. There's been more crayon drawings, crossword puzzles, and shopping lists completed at the kitchen table than anywhere else. And more family bookkeeping and tax forms filled out, too. There's no other place where more conversations had been held. The kitchen table is, in fact, where family and friends share today's opinions, tomorrow's hopes, and nearly always times gone by, where more Valentines are drawn, Easter eggs colored, 4th of July picnics prepared, Halloween pumpkins created, Thanksgiving dinners carved, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Shabbos prayers said, more presents wrapped and greeting cards signed. The table in the kitchen is centered year after year in the midst of family cooking and good cheer. To just about all of us, the kitchen table is a place for dreaming, too, where we browse catalogs for trumpery things we never order, make our wishes for the things we might never have, except there, at the table, in the kitchen, and in the enchantment of our own imaginations. The kitchen table is something nice to think about, no matter what is served there. It's always the best place to be. So why do I bring this up when I'm talking about stress? If we look at the little things in life, if we look at what we have, simple things, the kitchen table, for instance, and what we do there, and reflect back, I mean, it's just tremendous. So how we reframe things is my point. What we think about, and what's the saying? What we think about, we are. What's the saying I'm trying to think of?
Yeah, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Yeah. So what we think about, that is, and that's a very, very important part of stress. So and it reminds me of something else that is written about stress. And I want to read this. Can I read it? It's a favorite quote of mine. It's about three paragraphs long. Can I read it?
Please do.
When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learn, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell just how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the light when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. So I think of that when I'm eliminating stress. And you have to really train your mind to look at things in a certain way. So, and why are we talking about this on a foot show? Well, you know, stress affects us in many ways. It can heighten our level of excitement. It can weigh us down. It can even make us sick. Physical stress can take its toll on the feet, in the form of excessive wear and tear of the nails and skin, and show up as overuse injuries like tendonitis or bone stress fractures. Excessive emotional stress or anxiety can have more subtle symptoms and can be felt all the way to our toes. Many people can start having restlessness of the legs that disturb their sleep, or tensing up of the muscles that adversely affect their gait, an anxiety attack involving hyperventilation and a sudden release of adrenaline in the body moves blood away from your feet and may produce burning and numbness and cold feet and even excess sweating. So, I mean, talking about the feet, all this is so important to the feet.
Hi, it would seem like the feet are a part of the body, huh?
Well, it goes back to our old saying, Don. The foot is attached to the rest of the body.
Absolutely. All right.
So, you know, the mind-body connection is so powerful. It has to be considered when dealing with all injuries and illness. You know, being overstressed, you get hypersensitivity of all the things that go wrong, more painful symptoms that would normally not elicit such a massive response. Negative stress, you know, there's positive stress too, but negative stress can negatively affect treatment outcomes, the results of surgery. It results in poor compliance, more discomfort, delays in healing, and believe it or not, a higher rate of complications. So, stress
Absolutely.
Is a nasty reality that plagues us all.
Ken, I'm going to take just a minute and listen to our sponsor, Dr. Reem Remedies with Balm Reese for just a second, and we'll be right back.
I wasn't expecting a miracle, and I got a little miracle.
Balm Reese, doctor-developed, patient-approved products for your hard-working feet.
First, we cleanse the skin with my Balm Reese medicated cleansing ready pads before we apply the all-natural foot cream. It's a therapeutic patent-pending system that's antibacterial, antifungal, and cleans and sanitizes the skin and toenails. You wouldn't condition your hair before you shampoo it? Well, Balm Reese medicated cleansing ready pads cleans your skin pollutants and healthfully sanitizes your skin without damaging that very important protective acid mantle layer of your skin, creating a pathway for the healing and feeling of Balm Reese all-natural foot cream, helping to eliminate your dry, scaling skin while reducing the stiffness, fatigue, and delivers that healing feeling. By the way, this Balm Reese system is great before cutting your nails. It makes them so soft, they cut easier, and removes that offensive debris that collects around your toenails. Together, a symphony of nutrients is formed that makes beautiful music in your skin and nails.
To order these products, go to DrReemRemedies.com or Amazon.com.
This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Reem talking about the effects of stress on the body. Dr. Reem, let's continue talking about why stress, we need to control it, why we need to relieve ourselves of stress at different times.
Well, you know, we talk about managing the emotional stress, but how does it affect the feet in particular? Well, you know, I have the seven symptoms of stress in the feet, and number one is dry skin. And talking about Balm Reese, I mean, this is relieved by using a good conditioner every day. In addition to managing your stress, you have to manage the symptoms it produces. Stressed out people tend to drink caffeinated beverages like coffee and soda to get them through the day. This can lead to dehydration that affects the skin all over your body, including the feet. So we have to address the underlying condition, and we have to address how it manifests itself in the feet. And Balm Reese, the Balm Reese system, the duo, using the medicated cleansing ready pads to cleanse the skin, creating a pathway, and then using the foot cream to penetrate very deep and relax the foot and supply nutrients to the foot. And it feels so good. And a massage, there's nothing better for stress than a massage on your feet. So dry skin. The next thing that is a result of stress, we have all kinds of things that come out of the closet, so to speak, when you have stress. Arthritic problems, arthritic pain. Part of arthritis is skin problems. We have acne, we have eczema, we have psoriasis breakout. So stress can cause all kinds of skin flare-ups. Stress disrupts the balance of good and bad bacteria in your gut and can also help to cause the body to produce cortisol, which whacks out your hormone levels and initiates all these metabolic, if you will, processes, like I say, including the arthritic problems. And don't forget that a diet and anti-inflammatory diets and eating the right thing is also very important in this aspect to adjudicate the stress and the effect that the stress has on the feet. The third thing, the way that stress affects the feet, are sweaty feet. Can you believe that? Sweaty feet. And sweaty, we sweat because our nerves are off balance. And a lot of it is due to an abnormal flight or fight reaction. And it increases the amount of foot sweat. Now, this extra moisture is bad enough, but it also provides an environment for fungus infection, like athlete's foot and toenail fungus. So stress can be related to athlete's foot and fungus, as well as the pressure that can lead to blisters and corns because the foot is sweating. So an answer to this, again, you could use a cleansing ready pad to help the process of the conditioning the skin, so when it rubs, it doesn't rub into a blister or corn. And then you have fungus infection, and these products help clean the fungus off the skin and nails. So we have sweaty feet and the results that they have. And then don't ever forget the fact that you have to address the stress itself. The next thing, I was surprised to find that it causes the deep lines in your nails. They're called Bowes lines. Now, the condition itself is harmless, but it could tell, it could signify if you're overly stressed or even if you have a serious underlying medical condition as well. If you have the longitudinal or horizontal lines in your nails, the Bowes lines are horizontal, but if you have either lines, you be sure to get it checked out by a doctor. So most of all, don't panic about it being serious. Get it checked out. But usually it's a result of stress. So can you believe that stress has such a significance in the feet? It could also cause redness, swelling, and weakness in the body. The stress can cause weakness of the muscle, change the gait, and the adrenaline and anxiety changes the blood flow. So as a result, we get redness, swelling, and weakness. And one of the most common things I hear about is cold feet. The stress hormones, again, the fight or flight reaction, can cause cold feet. That is so common. But the stress draws blood away from the feet and also all the extremities, and it pumps into other areas like your brain and lungs because nature provided this fight or flight reaction. And rewarming the feet, relaxation techniques, and indeed massage can help this situation. Very often a cause of stress is numb and tingling feet. Strange as it sounds, Don, stress can cause sensation of numbness and tingling in the hands and feet. The reason is that we breathe differently, and anxiety and adrenaline that's a result cause blood flow to flow away from your feet, which can result in my foot fell asleep feeling, pins and needles, and the like. And so we have to calm down. We have to do calming exercises. We have to reframe and everything we've been talking about. So I wanted to prove today that indeed the foot is attached to the rest of the body, and the foot can be affected, as well as the rest of the body, by stress. Because you know I'm big on the effect of stress on the whole body and the psychology affecting our physical health. And you know, I wanted to make that point today, Don.
Well, that is just, I mean, see, the thing of it is if people would realize, stop and think, and it doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, you're 36 years old, you're 40 years old, or you're 80 years old, we all have different things affect us, and you talked about a lot of them today. Just coming from stresses that we are under, not only emotional, but physical as well. And it affects us all the way from head to toe.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And one thing that's really important is pain. Now, you can't touch it, you can't see it, you can't measure it, you can't feel it, but it can be felt. And even though it's all in your mind, it's very real. But if you don't feel it, it doesn't exist. Now, you never know if someone else has it unless they tell you. But if they tell you they have it, they may not really have it, but just remembering how it had it. Pain. We've come a long way in our understanding of pain, but it still remains a puzzling paradox. So if you have pain, get it taken care of. You know, there's a book called Worried Sick by Arthur Barsky, a psychiatrist, many years ago at Harvard Medical School. And he says pain hurts worse if we don't accept it as an inevitable part of life. So if you have pain, get it taken care of. But if it's chronic, accept it. There's psychological exercises you could do. The goal, then, is not to anesthetize ourselves with pills and opiates, but to learn to minimize the pain, put up with it, and go on with our lives. The message here is the more attention we pay to pain, the worse it is. So that's a message for relieving stress.
Wow, that is interesting. I've seen people who, you know, they go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, what's your level of pain from 1 to 10? And they say 5. And they always go 5, you know, 5, I'm about 5. And I go, wow, you know, that's sad that people have to deal with that level of pain all the time.
Absolutely. But there's ways to deal with it. And pain is a source of stress for us all. Get rid of it and deal with it is my message. And it's easier said than done, but it can be done.
All right. Great. Well, any last words? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know what? It's life isn't about how many years in your life, but how much life is in your years. Getting rid of stress creates real living. Let's live, guys. And by the way, learn from our stress. And life goes on in a non-stressful way.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning, Dr. Rehm, or those on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. Bye for now. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Q4 Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Rehm, all rights reserved.